Katie Palmieri is the public information officer for the California Oak Mortality Task Force, which has been monitoring the spread and efforts to control sudden oak death in California. They just got some bad news last week in that it has been spotted in a new county. What was found and where?
The pathogen that causes sudden oak death is called Phytophthora ramorum, and it was recovered from California bay laurel and tan oak trees just over the Humboldt County line in Trinity County, about 4/10 of a mile west of the nearest known infestation in Humboldt County. So this is a new county for us. It's the 15th county in California that has sudden oak death in wildland locations. And really the last time we had a new county was back in 2004 with San Francisco coming on board.
How significant is that, that it's been found in these wild northern woods?
Certainly it's a concern. There's a lot of susceptible tree species in the area. You know, we care about it getting into the Six Rivers National Forest. It's adjacent to that, as well as the tribal properties in the area with the hoopa and so forth.
Is there anything to be done about it other than monitoring?
Well, Cooperative Extension is going to be going out with the land managers in the Six Rivers National Forest and coming up with a management plan. This spring, they're going to go out to do some more sampling and really get a clear handle on just how far into the Trinity County borders the pathogen is found. And we need spring conditions to look for the pathogen. Once they get, you know, a clearer picture of what's going on, then they'll be putting together a management plan at that time.
Was the discovery part of an active search for the pathogen, or was it just a lucky discovery?
There were some trees that were found that were dead. The Cooperative Extension went out and looked at those trees and took some samples from them and went through the process of getting it confirmed to actually be Phytophthora ramorum, and the California Department of Food and Agriculture made an official confirmation.
We know now that sudden oak death is a bit of a misnomer. It's not as sudden as the name would suggest. So having found dead trees up in that area, that's kind of ominous. It's more established than just having arrived.
Sudden oak death is a devastating disease. You're correct. It's not always that sudden. It takes several months, more often several years, to actually kill trees that are infested. You know, it's the number one killer of oaks in California along the coast. And we've lost more than 3 million trees since it was first identified in the mid-90s. Just in the past couple of years, we've lost over 500,000.
Beyond California, how big a footprint is the disease showing nowadays?
It's in Curry County, Oregon, where it continues to spread. It's also over in the EU. There, they've lost several million Japanese larch trees to the pathogen. It's been found in the nursery system throughout the U.S. as well as many other countries. Fortunately, the nursery system has gotten a really good handle on looking for it, so that helps to minimize risks of long-distance spread of the pathogen. And then we're checking waterways throughout the United States annually, monitoring high-risk locations. So there's a drumbeat of people looking for it. Everybody's concerned about it. The most important thing is prevention. And short of that, early detection and a rapid response approach. So hopefully we can do that in Trinity County and keep it contained.
Katie Palmieri, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for your time.